Section 8. Candidates for Oregon Secretary of State. Term, 4 years. Salary, $77,000. Candidates for Oregon Secretary of State were asked these 3 questions. 1. What qualifications and experience make you the best candidate for Secretary of State? 2. What are your priorities for the State Land Board? 3. What would be the impact on election processes and resources of adopting ranked choice voting? There are 5 Democratic candidates for Oregon Secretary of State. James Jim Crary, Democrat. Answers to questions. 1. What qualifications and experience make you the best candidate for Secretary of State? Answer. I am the only candidate who has laid out exactly what I will do when elected. Specifically, I will add a new tab on the SOS's website that will allow any registered voter to ask questions of any or all of the candidates that the voter can vote for. With the new tab, voters can ask candidates questions 24/7, 365 from any smartphone, laptop, or desktop. All Q's and A's will be in writing and open for all to see. After the election, all Q's and A's will be archived and kept for future reference. Voters would vote not upon negative ads, but instead upon who had the best answers to the voters' questions. If voters voted for people who had the best answers to their questions, we would get elected officials who will address the problems we face. 2. What are your priorities for the State Land Board? Answer. I want to use public land that is not suitable for agriculture or forestry, but which receives a lot of annual sunshine, to install panels that will generate enough electricity to offset the electrical bills for every Oregon public school and public university. This will substantially reduce the ongoing operating cost of such institutions, as they would no longer have monthly electric bills, address climate change in a tangible and dramatic fashion, and bring economic development and good-paying jobs to Oregon. All of the millions of dollars in ongoing savings could then be used by the public schools for other things, e.g., hiring more teachers, adding new classes, overdue maintenance, and staff pay raises. 3. What would be the impact on election processes and resources of adopting ranked choice voting? Answer. I am a huge believer in and advocate for ranked choice voting, RCV, because RCV ensures that the winning candidate has majority support among the voters, rather than allowing someone to win with a plurality if there are multiple candidates splitting the vote, saves costs associated with holding separate primary and runoff elections, as it combines both into a single voting process, eliminates the need for a separate runoff, reducing voter fatigue and increasing participation. Candidates in RCV systems often speak to appeal to a broader range of voters beyond their core base, as they need to attract second and third preferences from voters supporting other candidates. This promotes more positive campaigns. Paul Damian Wells, Democrat. Answers to questions. 1. What qualifications and experience make you the best candidate for Secretary of State? Answer. I'm not qualified for this position, but I am the only candidate that's actually committed to free and fair elections. We don't have free and equal elections in Oregon. We have partisan elections. Independent and third-party candidates are systematically disenfranchised, and over 43% of registered voters are legally barred from participating in the primary. 2. What are your priorities for the State Land Board? Answer. None, and I don't think this is a priority for Oregon voters. I am writing this in March, and the nominations for U.S. President have already been locked up. The Oregon primary is still 2 months away. No Oregon voter had any input at all in the selection of the only 2 viable candidates that will appear on the general election ballot. This is great for the DNC and RNC, but completely unacceptable for Oregon. 3. What would be the impact on election processes and resources of adopting ranked choice voting? Answer. I fully support RCV. Gore lost to Bush in 2000 because of vote splitting. Would we have gone to war in Iraq had the election been fair? I also support Oregon Initiative 2026-025. This ballot measure would replace the existing closed presidential primaries with a single 6-month-long tracking poll. Voters could online and endorse a presidential candidate at any time during the poll. On August 1st, only the top 5 candidates advanced to the general election. This process would give Oregon voters a real opportunity to affect the outcome of the U.S. presidential race. This initiative also gives Oregon Electoral College delegates the authority to vote for the winner of the national popular vote. Trump lost in 2016, but was still elected. Tobias Reed, Democrat. Answers to questions. 1. What qualifications and experience make you the best candidate for Secretary of State? Answer. My experience turning good ideas into results as a statewide leader sets me apart in this race. With Oregon Saves, I transformed a concept into a program now serving more than 120,000 people who have saved over $240 million for retirement. As treasurer, I've led a staff of nearly 200 people while managing a portfolio of $130 billion. I'm running for Secretary of State because our democracy is at stake with increased attacks against election workers and widespread misinformation. It's critical that we restore public trust in our elections process. Having a Secretary of State that voters trust will improve the effectiveness of everything else that we do. 2. What are your priorities for the State Land Board? Answer: The primary obligation of the Land Board is to maintain the greatest permanent value of our resources. I'm proud to have maintained the balance between conservation and economic development as a member of the Land Board for the last 7 years. Our creativity helped convert the Elliott into North America's largest research forest. I will continue to advocate for innovative solutions while maintaining our long-term focus. A key element of this work is to consider the impacts of our decisions on the people who live, work, study, and recreate in these spaces, now and in the future. As a member of the State Land Board, I regularly speak with stakeholders throughout our processes and will continue to do so as Secretary of State. 3. What would be the impact on election processes and resources of adopting ranked choice voting? Answer: Over the past 6 months, I have met with 23 of Oregon's county clerks to hear about their experiences managing our elections. The clerks have been very clear that they would need significant support from the state to successfully implement ranked choice voting, as it would drastically alter our current system to be centralized with a singular statewide count. Without the proper infrastructure, this process could take significantly more time to deliver results than our current system. As Secretary of State, I will work closely with the county clerks and leaders in the state legislature to ensure that any changes made to our elections system are matched with the resources required to implement them successfully. Dave W. Stauffer, Democrat, did not respond to questions by the deadline. James Manning Jr., Democrat, answers to questions. 1. What qualifications and experience make you the best candidate for Secretary of State? Answer: I am a public servant, not a politician, running to restore trust and integrity to the office of Secretary of State. I will defend our democracy, preserve vote by mail, and ensure our elections workers are protected and our data is secure. As a former U.S. Army Assistant Inspector General, I will use the power of the audit, as I have nationally and internationally in the Army, to provide a transparent accounting of our departments, divisions, agencies, state-run programs. In the Senate, I have worked to pass landmark legislation around health care for all, education, social justice reform, and vital workers' protections that have benefited Oregonians in all corners of our state. As always, my door is open to all Oregonians. 2. What are your priorities for the State Land Board? Answer: As a member of the State Land Board, I will ensure that our public lands, waterways, and state forests are not for sale. I have earned the exclusive endorsements of the Sierra Club, 350 Salem, Oregon, and Congressman Peter DeFazio because my commitment to our environment and preserving our precious natural resources for future generations remains unwavering. I prioritize vital protection for our public lands and critical collaboration and increased communication with tribal partners. As Oregon's next Secretary of State, I will lead with integrity, combat the climate crisis, and follow the science. 3. What would be the impact on election processes and resources of adopting ranked choice voting? Answer: While cost is a concern, if Oregon voters approve adoption, my priority will be implementation of RCV that is transparent and clear, ensuring trust in our system and the process. Collaborating with our elections division, county clerks, and the Oregon legislature to get this right is key. There are 3 Republican candidates for Oregon Secretary of State. Brent Barker, Republican, answers to questions. 1. What qualifications and experience make you the best candidate for Secretary of State? Answer: Prior governmental experience, named 2009 U.S. Asia Expo Ambassador for Arizona by Phoenix Economic Council, GPEC, International Trade Council. Received 2015 Commendation Award for Public Service by Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors. Precinct Committee Person, PCP, and Oregon Delegate. White House Executive Office of the President, EOP, Office of Advance. 2022 Candidate for the Oregon Commissioner of Labor and Industries, BOLI. 2024 candidate for Oregon Secretary of State. The Oregon Secretary of State represents all voters in Oregon, all candidates, and all parties. This is a position that demands neutrality, honesty, diplomacy, dispute resolution. Essentially, this is Oregon's ambassador of goodwill. Oregon needs to come together. 2. What are your priorities for the State Land Board? Answer. As to the State Land Board and sustainability, there is one question. Where are the job creation incentives that collaborate with the public/private forest management to reduce fire risk and improve economic vitality? This is my priority pertaining to all land board decisions. As a student of law at Pepperdine University Caruso School of Law, my focus is on dispute resolution, problem solving, and solutions. Pointing the finger at others and telling them how wrong they are will only end in disaster. We must come together, find strength in unity in our diversity of values. When your values are clear, decision-making is simplified. 3. What would be the impact on election processes and resources of adopting ranked choice voting? Answer. Ranked choice, or star balloting, adds another level of complexity to our machine-counted mail-in ballot voting system. The Secretary of State follows the rules provided by legislature and the Oregon voter at the Elections Division. Our organic voting proposal. 1. Statewide holiday for all state and federal elections. 2. Tax credit to employer that provides one-half and full-day paid holiday to employees. 3. Statewide in-person voting. 4. Valid government-issued ID required. 5. Mail-in ballots for military. 6. Voter registration rolls are all reset to zero, requiring new registration. 7. Equal observers of major parties required at all voting stations. 8. Hand count tally results with observers. 9. Ballots are archived for automatic recounts of 51%. Dennis Linthicum, Republican, did not respond to questions by the deadline. Tim McLeod, Republican, answers to questions. 1. What qualifications and experience make you the best candidate for Secretary of State? Answer. I have career experience in the governmental, nonprofit, and businesses sectors, which includes small business ownership. I also have an education background in small city management and public administration and have chaired several government commissions and committees. I have experience working with and managing staff and facilities for Oregon's most vulnerable populations. This includes foster youth, as well as both child and adult homeless populations, intellectual and developmentally disabled individuals, behaviorally challenged individuals, and youth in the court systems. Currently, I work in business development and information systems management. 2. What are your priorities for the State Land Board? Answer. Regarding the majority of decision-making related to Oregon's Common School Fund, there is significant room for improvement. I look forward to analyzing the most recent, unreleased budgets, and from there, as the Secretary of State, working towards moving Oregon into a position of fiscally responsible stewardship for statewide schools funding. Next, I will step into the role of protecting Oregon's waterways, natural resources, wildlife, and the public right of access to state lands. Most important is to keep the State Land Board accountable to the people of Oregon, not foreign investments and special interests. 3. What would be the impact on election processes and resources of adopting ranked choice voting? Answer. In a democracy, the golden rule is one person, one vote. Ranked choice voting, also known as preferential voting or star voting as it will likely appear on the Oregon ballot, dilutes and destroys voting power. It is confusing and will easily be manipulated. The underlying framework of ranked choice voting allows government statisticians to rig the vote until they get the answers they ultimately decide, all behind closed doors, of course. By shifting votes from one candidate to the next, voters become hostages in the candidate selection process. This is because candidates that are preferred very least hold the greatest chances for being elected. This is a process that mostly benefits special interests.